promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, January 26th. We're back with you.
Yo.
Brigetta's injured?
Yes.
And she's going to tell us all about it.
You know, yes. Fuck my life. Fuck my life. Like, seriously.
No, don't fuck your life. I think you love your life.
Just shit always
You just
happens.
Get involved with shit.
I need my own reality show. Yeah. When do I need, like, cameras all over the house? Well, not all over the house, but, I mean, in areas in the house. I mean, seriously. So yeah. Last night I got beat up by a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a hairy pussy?
She had a hairy pussy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us what happened.
My roommate. No, I'm kidding. It was her pussy. And it bitch slapped me.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I went to the ER. And I wound up with 6 little butterfly stitches here. Yeah. Sucks balls.
The cat clawed your face.
Yeah, the cat clawed my face.
Right. That's pretty much it.
For those who don't catch on, who are a little slow, right. Ride the small bus, the cat clawed my fucking face.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, yeah, so it got my nose and above my lip, so I'm trying not to, like, open my mouth too high. That sounds so horrible.
Is it hard to talk with the...
It just hurt, and I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared I'm, like, going to make it, like, I don't know, go worse. Mm. I'm freaking out.
Really?
Freaking
Are
out.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow. You need a drink or two.
This is the money maker.
Yeah.
You know what I
that's
mean?
That's true. Can't ruin that face, huh?
I know.
Look,
I know.
That's why I'm saying it could have been a lot worse, so just... Don't feel bad.
It
you
could
know?
Have been. Fucking fish.
Yeah, it could have
fucking
been.
Fucking pussy. I wrote on Twitter, I was like, butterfly stitches, 2 on nose, 4 above lip, tetanus shot, that hurt like shit, antibiotics for a week, bitch slapped by a pussy, priceless.
Wow.
I feel like I'm like a MasterCard commercial.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've had a lot of comments on it. But and then these sick fucks are like, take a picture. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, like it's really important.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
yeah.
So that was my life, and it fucking sucks balls.
Yeah. So you're going to be okay. How long do you have to have the stitches in?
And they, like, apparently they just come off in, like, 5 days or whatever.
But oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, I'm really going to cry.
You've injured yourself so many times. I think this is a small thing, right?
It's all my face. You're fucking crazy. Yeah. I already have a scar right here, like, on my eyebrow because when I was younger, I was in 8th grade. I was eating, you know, like, little ice cream cups, right?
Right.
Like, they come with the wooden spoons. And I'm, like, putting it in, like, digging it in there. I'm, like, eating it. And it's hard to, like, you know, it's frozen.
Right.
So I'm trying to get the spoon out, trying to get it out. My friends are all looking at me like something's gonna happen and bam, the spoon, like, you know, I pushed so hard that it went in my eye.
Oh god.
So I had a spoon literally stuck in my eyebrow, and if you can see, like, right now on my right eyebrow, like, I don't know if you see it.
I can,
like,
barely see it.
Well, I can see it, and most people, I mean, you can see it. It's like missing, like,
really?
There's a scar there.
Oh.
Right on my eyebrow from a fucking wooden spoon.
Yeah, well, you're a wild girl, and that goes with the territory, I think, right?
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, we have people laughing in the studio. We might as well bring him in. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guests to us?
So these are a sick-ass band, also good friends of mine, and Sudden is here in the studio.
Sudden is the name, but it's
name.
With a Y, right?
Yes.
S-U-D-D-E-Y-N.
Yes.
Sounds good. Well, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Sam.
So the band has 3 guys in it, and we'll bring you all in. And then we have a nice lady sitting here, not wanting to be involved or anything, but
she's like, let them handle it. Okay. It's the front runners.
All right. So let's get your names. Go ahead. What is your name?
Jarrett. Alan.
Alan, and the drummer.
I'm Brandon.
How you doing, Brandon? If you know what, if you,
how are you?
Yeah, you know what, if you guys want to share the mic, you might as well. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can stay over there. Just kind of move it a little bit. That'll work. We're only set up for 4 people here, and we have a band with 3 people, so we need to get them all here so we can all
go ahead, say
hear
it.
What they have to say.
Say it. Jeez, Brigetta.
Why would I say that? No. This is cool. I like people. Yeah, I like when we have like a little party here. So
we just need a beer.
Yeah, I know.
The
breakfast beer.
Yeah.
I know. Well, next time we'll know.
We had someone bring us beer.
Breakfast
with
margaritas.
Yeah.
Mimosas maybe.
Yeah.
Mimosas, that's a good idea.
Beer margaritas. They were beer margaritas. We tried it, and it was Joey, who's from another show, came on, and he brought us beer margaritas, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that. It was beer with
tequila.
Sorry, whatever.
No, it had like Bloody Mary in it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like orange juice. Tomato juice and
bloody beer.
Yeah,
beer. Yeah. Like anyway, whatever. It was.
It
awesome.
Had a different name. Joey sent me the name. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But at any rate,
oh, yeah, I know. Me. Clamato.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm serious. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Clamato.
So you guys gotta try that. So.
Champagne Supernova.
Yeah.
So,
so tell us a little bit about the band. How did the band? I can't even talk. When you make noises like this on the radio, man, it comes across as very clear. At any rate, how did you guys find each other?
Well, they were forced at birth.
Fact.
Really?
Yeah, that was situational. It's nothing we can do about that. And then we just met Brandon recently. Mm-hmm. But we started off actually from New York originally. And actually we started off originally playing in Ireland. It's mm-hmm. weird, kind of. We knew a lot of Irish people. So we went over there for a year or two and lived there and played and released some singles. Did all right. And then we came back to New York for a little bit, recorded an EP, and then we moved out here last January.
Oh, cool. So you're all originally from New York?
We are, yes.
Yeah.
And he's actually from...
I'm from actually just San Bernardino area.
Oh, LA, I see. Okay.
So I'm from the area.
You're actually from L.A.? He's really?
Nobody in L.A. is from
L.A. I know. Nobody's from L.A. here, you know. Everybody's from New York, it seems.
You believe it's January?
You can't believe it's January?
I was watching the thing on YouTube. It's, you know, shit people say in L.A.
Oh, I love those videos. They're awesome.
So what are some of the things people say?
I wound up doing coke with Skeet Ulrich last night.
So random.
Fucking park enforcement.
Yeah. Well, you gotta stay on the east side. Yeah.
I never go west of Vermont.
All right, I'll go to the Arc Light.
I'll go over to the Arc Light.
Wait, I totally have to hear this because I watched the one that shit New Age girls say, mm-hmm. and it was so funny. I was cracking up laughing because shut up.
Is it the same girls?
I don't know. I mean, it's hilarious. It's like, oh my God, you're like a god. And there was all these things, like we were talking about, like chlorella and like all my holistic things.
Right.
It was everything that we've had and said in the studio. And this girl's making fun of it. And I was like, oh God, this is hilarious. We should just play this one day. It's really funny.
I only eat organic.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I only eat organic.
Actually, I'm eating organic.
Do you have goji berry?
Yeah, it's fine. Because I'm LA. That's what I say.
Everything's better animal style.
Yeah, I guess. But bump, except for pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, cats.
So, Brigetta, how did you meet the guys?
Oh, that's an interesting story. You guys can go ahead and tell it.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead.
I'll give the quick version again real quick. We actually wound up shooting an awful. I can't stress the word awful.
Brigetta did a great job.
Yeah, it's the only thing. It was a music video.
It was
down to direction. I would like to say.
It was just like awful. This, our old drummer found this. The first guy, the first video director who came up online was like this, like kind of, I don't even know, kind of like sleazy kind of guy.
He is so sleazy. And like,
Wait a minute,
sleazy? Yeah, why don't you two? You know, he's just like this. He was from like, I don't know.
It's like, why don't you guys get into a bed? Is that okay? Didn't he actually ask? Was okay.
Okay,
it's like,
okay.
I'm gonna have you guys get in the bed.
First of all, to clarify, it was a music video that I was doing for them.
Okay.
But then the sleazy director, he was like, because you guys are like, go get into a bed, and they're like, what, people are like, what? What do you mean?
News
he was literally, I just met them, and he's like, yeah, why don't you just put on this lingerie, yeah, right here, or just no, bra and underwear, and get into the bed. And I'm like, we're looking at each other, and we're like, what?
Is this really necessary?
Yeah, is that like, part of the video?
Why?
And he had his like Chinese girlfriend there the whole time, who was like his camera assistant, who just carried his shit around for
and
him.
He was tickling her for the whole time.
Oh
it was
God.
So strange.
And the whole, were really
the,
weird.
The video, he makes it, and it comes out, and I within 30 seconds, I just wanted to punch myself in the face. I'm like, they look like such assholes.
So suffice it to say, it's never seen the light of day.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's how we know Brigetta.
That's how they knew me. Yeah. And it was funny because I just met them, so I can't be like, you know,
what's going on here?
Who's this guy? And why did you hire him? And holy shit, this is like such a. Like, and I wanted to like tell them, like, this guy is an idiot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was like, well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I might look actually really cool in the end. And.
It didn't.
No.
It looked like a bad soap opera.
gone really, really, really horribly wrong.
He was like just one of these patronizing fucks. Like, we went to go meet him one day. The first day, it was like an hour and a half. Our old drummer winds up buying him lunch. I'm like, why are you paying for this kid's lunch, you know? And he just sits there and preaches. Like, he's like, you know how you know food's good is if you, like, you know, ethnic food, if you go there and people from that country are eating there. It's like, no shit, dumbass. Like, who doesn't know that? Like, and he's like, so have you reached a 10, you know, like, he goes on about this, like, you know, that 10,000 hour thing about, like, that, how it's how you become an expert. It's like, he was such a dick. He's probably, you know,
where was he?
Thing.
Where was he from?
I think he was, like, from Spain, actually, originally.
He was from...
Was he?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Espanol.
It's so unimportant. I was going to say, I think he was from Mexico, then moved up here, then moved to Texas, then back down to Mexico. And
No, Sevilla. Seville.
Like, no, he went to Seville for a little while, but he liked to pronounce Sevilla.
I don't know
Sevilla.
What's happening right now.
You know, like, it just pisses me off.
He was like your typical, like, European man who doesn't respect women.
No, that's exactly. He was, like, creepy. He had, like, the hair. He even, like, tossed it all, like, sideways, crazy.
Greasy hair.
And then he'd look at you, like, and be like, yeah, so... Let's try this. And then he was just like, he was just creepy. Yeah.
I really loved the word juxtapose as well.
And then what was interesting, we were talking and he thought he knew everything. Everything. And I'm looking at him like, okay, dude, I've been here for how long? Like, don't. I was just like Mr. Know-it-all. It really kind of irritated
it's so
me.
True.
And then I'm like, whatever, I can't even talk to him. And he would name drop. He would name drop too. And I'm like, Then we had a tough discussion the other day, and I'm like, about how I hate name dropping.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Let me bend over and pick that up for you. Like, seriously, like, dude, what is your deal? But yeah, he was such a sleazeball. And then he admitted to me what he did. He admitted to me that he's also like a techie. And so he went on and built all these websites just to make his Google hits the first three pages.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, he's like,
so he's
like,
the first guy that comes. You Google up video director LA. He's the first guy that shows up. So we're not going to say his name.
No, but there you go. But there you go. But it's on the first three pages. So if anyone out there wants to do a music video, don't use that guy.
He's got greasy black long hair.
He knows where I live, though, so we can't talk to him.
You moved. Shut up. You moved.
That's right. I did move.
Now, how will people know? Are you going to give his name or what?
No.
Okay, so people
won't
know.
I don't want to blow up a spot.
No, they'll know. They can literally go. I'm telling you right now, Google LA music video director.
Right.
It's the only guy for the first three pages because he fixed it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
But Google usually picks up on those things, you know?
No.
I think only if you're like, you know, you're making big waves, you know, like
he made big waves. He admitted to me that's what he did. He admitted to me on the side he builds websites. And I know people that do the same thing to get their Google ratings up and whatnot, and and they pay $20,000 or whatnot to actually do this. Yeah. Like it's been done. Like this guy admitted to me, he's like, oh, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I do to make, you know, I'm like, you are a scam artist. A complete full of shit scam artist.
Yeah.
I've known bands to do that as well. They kinda
not really. I mean, it's not illegal, but
dude,
you know, it's
he's the second guy. Look at it. Don't even say it, but look.
Can I say his name?
No.
No, okay, fine. It begins
the voice of reason in the corner.
No.
She's like the publicist. This is what you can say. This is what you can't say.
Yeah, exactly.
We can make fun of all we want, but don't say his name.
Wait, so someone in LA is using their own money to do selfless, self-promotion? Like, I've never heard of that around here.
Yeah.
That's new to me.
Yeah,
but, you know, there's an ethical way about doing things. I mean, it doesn't have to be always ethical, but, like, just being sleazy about it is another thing. And it'd be one thing if you met him and he was, like, a super cool guy, but, like, he was a douche.
No. Total. Yeah. But anyway, so that's how I met the band.
Yeah. Okay.
Long story long.
That's a long story. Yeah.
Now, how long ago was this?
Last January.
January.
Oh, so that's been a year.
Very beginning of February, actually. So just about coming up on a year.
Right. Now, when did you guys move out from New York?
A year ago, literally.
Oh, so a year ago in January.
Got in the old
suburban.
Oh, so
you met right away.
Yeah.
After they moved here.
And then it was Kismet. I'm kidding. We all became great friends.
So, cool.
Met tons of people through Bridgetta, actually, you know, just kind of like kept. It was actually really, I don't forget, it doesn't even matter. It's just a weird story.
What?
We know how we met, like, we met one person and then she introduced to someone else and then that person introduced to Bridgetta and just kept, like, it was like a domino effect. You know how you just keep meeting, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's like all of a sudden, then you're, I don't know.
That's the way
LA,
this town is, yeah.
Exactly.
The industry is really small when you think about it. So you always run into people you've already seen, you know. So that's the way it goes. So you guys moved from New York, but you said you performed in Ireland before that?
That is the fact.
So, and you said because you knew people that are Irish.
Yep.
So how did that work out?
Our hometown, we're actually from a town called Montauk, which is the very easternmost town on Long Island. It's about 120 miles east of New York City. And in the summertime, there's just a lot of Irish students that come over and work for the summer, take summer jobs and stuff like that. So over the years, just growing up, we met a lot of Irish people, made some Irish friends, dated some Irish girls, so on and so forth. And that's how we kind of wound up going to Ireland. You know, in like like a 2 month thing wound up being like a 2 year thing where we released a couple singles that like they all did pretty well, like they kind of went into the top 20 and just played shows.
Really? That's yeah, cool, so man. Cool.
You know,
yeah.
We thought we were going to be the next U2, but it just, you know, we had a... No, I'm joking.
Yeah, not quite. You're not from there, so no, it's not quite the same. Not. Yeah. Now, so you were there for 2 years, you say?
More or less.
Wow.
I don't know, off before that, a little bit of time. Just wind up, you know, it's like, just wind up spending time there. It's
a, yeah. And
it just sucks us back.
Now, were you guys living off of money that you made from the music?
Or did
you have to do other things too, right?
Well, so here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it's hard to live off
naked
of music.
Naked modeling.
I was just going to say, what were those? I'm kidding.
We like, you know, it's kind of like always one of those things. We sort of always saved up money and then, you know.
Yeah.
We go for big, long, like, you know.
This sounds really shady. You're probably like, these guys are drug dealers.
We're like, walk outside to our Escalade
with
spinning rims.
Here they are, sunglasses and
hats. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, and you guys had a drummer in New York, right? What happened to him?
He was actually a Irish man.
Oh, he was Irish.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just basically, he cracked under the pressure
really?
Of his own weight, really. And it just, you know,
disappeared. It's a fucked up story.
It's just sad,
it's
really.
Actually really shitty. Yeah. But I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. So then you guys moved here and you found Brandon, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. How did you guys meet?
Actually, I got an email that they were looking for a drummer, so I emailed them back, and then we jammed, and it's been playing since then.
Wow,
so
that's
easy.
Cool. Yeah. That's nice, because sometimes it takes a long time to find, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a romantic relationship or something.
It really is.
You know, or like, like a partner in business.
I mean, look how close we're sharing this mic here.
Yeah, I mean, look, at this is just one instance, you know.
They really love each other.
Well, you guys had to audition, like, a bunch of drummers before you found
them. Yeah, like, when our old drummer quit, we're like, ah. Fuck. You know?
Well, we went through that when we first moved to Ireland before we met the last drummer. It took us about 3.5-4 months to find a drummer. And even where we're from, no one plays in bands, you know, in our town. Yeah, New York City have bands, but LA's much more open. People are much more friendly and accepting and whatever. But, you know, here, like, we sent out a couple messages and we got all these replies. We're like, holy crap, you know?
Really?
So but it's still finding someone you can get along with, spend time with. You know, it doesn't even matter what their skills are. That's almost secondary, because if you can't spend time sitting in the back of a car with somebody, it's going to really fucking suck.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, you know? And so you've been together for the past year?
No, just...
We just joined.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
just
cool.
Just been practicing and stuff for about a couple months now. Is all.
Oh, that's
real,
cool.
Real recent,
Played just the first show like last week, and we're actually doing another show tonight, so...
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's promote that.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Hard Rock on Hollywood.
Oh, really?
And actually, this is interesting. So I have a fan from France who is here until tomorrow. Oh, I forgot about my face. So if you're listening, sorry, my face is... He's like, I really want to get a picture with you before I go back to France. Where can I meet up with you? And I said, well, I'm actually going to be at the Hard Rock on Hollywood, because I figured that was a safe spot.
Lots of people there.
And I was promoting...
Stalkers beware.
And I was promoting you guys as well.
Thank you.
I'm like, well, you guys can meet me there. And so they are. And I was going to get in for a surprise, because we were expecting a nice, lovely photo. And now I've got bandages on my freaking face.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Okay. That's okay.
It builds character.
You know. Exactly.
So. Just do the side profile. Sure. Totally fine.
I thought about it. Like last night, I was looking in the mirror with Kurt. Oh, she was this morning with Curtis, my roommate, and who's also a good friend of theirs. And I'm like, okay,
very
if
cool
I stand
guy.
Like this,
and,
like, and if the left side of my face, you know, is like, I like that side better.
Me so too.
You're like, the head is left side better,
like,
or your left side?
So we're going to fight in photos.
Or it's going to be side profile. It's going to be like, it's going to be like the Beach Boys or something like that. Everyone's like this.
Everyone's the same. Exactly.
I think that's a thing, though. I think people prefer the left side of their face. I think it's the
What side do you prefer?
I don't really
know.
I don't really think about it much.
I don't know.
Is it your left?
Yeah, I can raise my left eyebrow, but not my right.
Yeah.
People prefer looking at
them. Actually, I prefer both sides of my face. I just think it all looks good, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I prefer my ass. Saying.
What a coincidence. Me too.
A woman's ass is the most beautiful thing on the planet. I mean, like, let's not even start this conversation.
Yeah.
No, let's start the conversation.
Well, some of them.
You just
some
did.
Some of them.
You want to deconstruct a woman's body and we'll talk about every part?
Is that what it is?
Like a chicken.
What they say. We're either an
hey, hey.
What part of the chicken
I
do you like?
I am not a chicken.
Obviously not. I that's why I don't think it's a good thing to discuss.
We
but
even go ahead and say it, and I'll laugh. I'll probably agree with most of it. Mm-hmm.
I think the best compliment.
No, but men are like that. You know, I mean,
don't care.
We focus on body parts. You
that's
know?
Fine.
That's what it is.
Focus away. Okay. I'm listening.
Okay, no, go ahead.
I think the best compliment you can, you know, within reason, obviously. This is in no way a sexist way, and I apologize. But, like, uh-oh. The best compliment you probably could give a girl is, like, she has a great ass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have such nice eyes, you're so pretty. It's like, who fucking cares? Like,
it's a cheesy pickup line.
You spend hours working in the gym, and, like, honestly, look, that's why girls wear tight pants. Like, let's be honest. Like, you know, a girl's ass, you know, you have to work at it. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, if a girl can get that
compliment.
You might
be born with it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. But, you know.
Some are, yeah, some are. I mean, it's in the genes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have many women that will get...
Literally in the genes.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, I'm wearing jeans.
Boom, you should be on air.
So,
what do you think, Sam? Yeah. What's the hottest part of a woman's body?
Oh, I never thought about this. You know, I mean, I do like the vajayjay and stuff. You know?
Okay, let's get right down to it. Jesus.
Yeah, you know.
All this pussy talk got you going right for the vajayjay?
You wouldn't stare at a vajayjay.
Would you? If we're in jeans and I'm like, not me. Some girl is like standing there. Do you look at the vajayjay?
If they have a camel toe.
Do you look at camel? You look for
no,
camel toe.
No, I don't. It freaks
you
me
just
out,
said
though.
It.
Yeah. It's kind of freaky.
No, I mean, look, in clothes, you don't really see much, you know? I mean, with clothes, you notice more of the boobs and everything.
Do you picture
them
with clothes off?
Many times, yes.
So do you picture...
I don't stand alone with this.
What?
No, it's down to yes for me.
We just got... This just in. Curtis Murphy has come and said, I second the woman's ass is evil notion. Thanks, Steve. Nice. He's listening in.
That's true.
Great. Wait, so you picture... And you picture what the vajayjay would look like. Right?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
You guys?
It depends.
No,
you know?
I mean,
it really depends. But you know what I like to do is I like to think of people masturbate, you know, when I see them on the
really, like, what they look like.
Yeah, what they look like.
It's actually a horrible game to play. Go on the bus. Not that anyone takes the bus here, but if you go on, like, a bus.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, if you're in New York and you're on the subway and you're sitting there and you're looking across at people and you actually think of that, it'll freak you out for the rest of the fucking day.
It really does.
It's great.
Oh, my
really
God.
Does,
I think I need to try this.
It's kind of like looking at a person and imagining them taking a shit, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
like, could you imagine Jennifer Aniston taking a shit?
Oh, no, you just ruined it.
For me, man.
Yeah.
Well, now
for me.
I'm picturing it, and I'm like picturing her squeeze it out. I mean,
sorry,
but then again, if you think if she's a gorgeous woman, do you think it would be like a dainty shit, or would it be?
No,
like,
she probably tears it up.
Squeezing my
nuts. It's so weird. You can't even imagine it. Not that obviously she does, but
well,
like,
we are now.
Like I couldn't be like, imagine if you were dating, she's like, listen, I gotta take a dump. Give me 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, you're Jennifer Aniston. You don't do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they don't take a shit. Yeah.
So
pretty
guys,
women don't take a shit, right?
Really, is that what you guys think? So you guys think girls don't poop? Do girls
fart? Whoa. Ask
girls. They don't.
No, because I have a guy that I used to date a long time ago, and he was like, girls don't poop, girls don't fart. And I'm like, okay.
What do I do?
Where does it all go?
I'm going to plant the petunia. I don't know. Whatever. So anyway, do you guys think that? Like, what if a girl farts that you're...
I like to make fun of them.
Okay.
And make them feel really bad about it in a joking kind of way. I mean, yeah, I don't want to experience it all the time. But it's actually pretty
funny when a girl
rips ass by accident. Because it's always by accident. No girl...
Yeah.
It's not like guys. Guys will walk into a room and like,
you
know...
Just do it.
A lot of guys just like, sitting here, I know
you
a lot
just
of...
just do it.
Like, you know, they just rip ass right now, like really loudly and disgustingly. And you'd be like... I mean, like,
but you're like proud of it. That's the thing. When you guys fart,
though.
You're like proud.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it in, like,
no?
in a room,
no,
enclosed space of like people I know and like
you
girls, and
that.
I would never.
Yeah.
I'd go out for a little walk around the block and, you know, whatever. But like,
and let it out
those guys. But if a girl did it by accident,
he would totally
it's
do
so
it.
Funny.
I don't do that. Like, I don't like that.
No?
I hate guys that, like, I have a friend. He farts in front of his girlfriend all the time. Like, dude, like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I have to say that Curtis. Too bad. I'm calling you out. And you're listening. He will walk into a room and let... and then...
But fart equals funny.
And then, like, sit there and look at me like with a blank stare and then just leave. And I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. That just happened? Why? That is so disgusting.
That's pretty funny.
That is so disgusting.
It is.
It always makes people laugh.
Yeah. Fart equals funny. It's true. Like, I don't know why.
It's all about the delivery.
But you know, when it comes down to girls taking a shit, I think they're kind of nastier than guys in a lot of ways because...
Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
He's going to let you know.
Yeah, I like a lot of privacy, but girls, I think... Like, here's my theory, and stick with me here, okay?
Yeah.
Like, girls, they have to sit down to urinate, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think they're comfortable. See, men are... When we take a shit, it's a process. You go in there with a magazine.
It's an event.
You're like, give me 20 minutes. You enjoy it. It's like your man time in your man cave. Women, they just want to get it done with, get out.
So exactly.
They can go into a bathroom here and take a shit, no problem.
Right.
I'll give you a prime example. When I was in college, there's five dudes sitting around watching a game, and there was one chick over our apartment, and the bathroom was, like, right next to the couch. This girl gets up, and she goes in there... And, like, she's in there for, like,
poor
an extra,
girl's forever
like,
known.
And you can hear everything?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. We turn the sinks on. We turn the sink on so you don't know.
It doesn't work. Okay. Because when you turn the sink on, it's only protecting the silence in the room. You can still hear it on the outside.
Right. Right. Well, for me, it makes me feel better.
You need like, a stereo on in the other room where the other people are so they can't hear you taking the shit. Yeah. Anyway, so this girl goes in. She comes out, like, just, it was like, she, like, lingered a little bit longer than she should have. And I was, like... I'm like, did you just take a shit? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, there's five guys sitting here. And then she, like, I'm like, and then my roommate, who was like, that's fucking craziest motherfucker, was like, he's like, how was it? He's like, was it a bit creamy, solid? She's like, it was kind of creamy. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he wound up doing her.
Wow.
Well, people have really weird fetishes, clearly.
Oh, yeah. He loved the fact that girls took a shit.
I mean, two girls, one cup. There you go. A prime
example.
Oh,
no.
That's disgusting.
You know what I mean? That is disgusting.
Refused to watch that since it came out.
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Right, Jetta, you should probably explain it to people who are listening so they know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you guys don't know what two girls, one cup is?
Okay.
This is so gnarly. So this is what, in Norway, maybe?
I think it was actually Southern California.
I don't know. It's like Scandinavia or Norway or something. Anyway, two girls basically take a shit in a cup. And they eat it.
Oh my god.
And it's like you watch the whole thing. They're right. eating it, and it's on YouTube.
But then they start throwing up and eating that too.
Yeah, they start throwing up and eating that too. It's some weird fetish over Norway, somewhere over there.
I've been in the room when it's playing, but I've always refused to look at the screen. Have you ever heard of glass ass?
No.
No, that's what's even glass worse. Ass?
Really quickly.
Uh huh.
A guy sticks a bottle up his own anus.
Oh my god.
And
oh my god.
Then it happens to break. And you hear him screaming. Once again, I have never watched this, but people have played it while I'm in the room.
I want to watch
and
this.
And you run from the room because the guy is screaming. And you know,
you see the blood dripping from his
ass. I've never seen that, but you can hear the screams, and it is the most horrific thing you could ever imagine.
And it's on YouTube.
It's on something. I don't know.
Google glass ass. I'm sure it'll come up.
Yes. Now that we're having dirty talk.
That's so disgusting.
That's how I love starting my mornings.
Wake
can't
up,
get worse than this.
I know. You see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, guys are crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like guys
crazy,
will do
though.
All kinds. But women don't do things like that.
I don't do that, but I would definitely watch it.
You would?
Why not?
Someone taking a shit?
I mean, not that, but I mean, with the glass ass, I'm going to Google it after here. For sure. I just want to see the idiot that actually did that. I just want to see, like, what an idiot.
Right.
I told you before, like, you know, I watch Jackass. I'm like, oh, I'll try that, you know? And I've done the projectile vomit with the milk.
Yeah.
I have.
What?
Why wouldn't it even work?
You guys
in a gallon, your body physically can't do it. You projectile vomit.
I
yes, I tried
that.
You wouldn't expect... Oh, you don't know me.
I just met you today. I obviously don't.
Jarrett, Alan, you expect me to do that?
Yeah, I sure...
Yeah.
I've seen Brigetta lift up her skirt as she played beer pong for whatever reason.
It was for distraction purposes, I think.
But she's actually played beer pong. She plays liquor pong, which is just like even worse.
Because I don't drink beer. Right. I drink liquor. So if you're playing beer pong, no, it's liquor pong.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
What, are you a pussy? I mean, come on.
Hey, no,
check
I'll play some whiskey pong.
Let's do tonight. You know what? Of course.
Clear the mics away. Get the table out. Let's go.
I know. Let's go right now.
That's actually perfect for a
table.
This is actually a really good table
good
for
bounce.
Liquor pong.
Is it really?
This is.
Okay, we'll play it sometime.
Something to think
minus
about for the future.
Minus the equipment. Yes. So, yeah, okay.
Cool.
So
anyway. Well, do you guys want to listen to some of your music? Let's play something.
Yeah.
The track is Nothing Lasts Forever.
Yeah.
Any background on this track?
It was actually produced by a gentleman named
gentleman named David Kahn. He's a very well-known producer. He actually produced Sublime. He produced The Strokes, Paul McCartney.
Really? Wow.
Sublime's my all-time favorite band, by the way.
Taking Back Sunday, Fishbone. There's someone else. God damn it. Oh, there's someone else. Anyway, yeah, so
he's really good.
So, that's really all I have to say.
So, I mean, did he write it and everything, or
No. He worked with him back
in New York, and he produced it for us.
Right.
Yeah. He's the guy in the studio tweaking the knobs.
Right.
But you guys
are the ones that wrote the music.
Yes. They write all the lyrics and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a listen.
And so this is Sudden. Sudden.
Song. So, when was this song written?
About a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one night late on a couch with a bottle of whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys collaborate? I mean, do you do like the same song together, or everyone writes a different song?
I mean, like the Beatles. No, we usually kind of write together.
Whoa, one person at a time. You guys were like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Good.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, it's a collaboration. You know, it's not like we're, you know, like you said, the Beatles, you know, when they recorded the White Album, like they're all doing their own thing. And like basically each one of the Beatles used the other Beatles as like their backing band.
Right.
So like, you know, Paul.
Ringo, he didn't write anything.
Ringo sucks. Sorry.
You know, Paul would go to George Martin and like, oh, I got this song. And then he'd bring John in to play guitar. You know, it was really like, so they're all doing their own thing in the band together. But
right.
No, it's a collaboration.
Right.
Yeah.
How long ago did you guys meet? Like a long time ago? Like high school friends? Or
yep.
Really?
No, didn't you pay attention earlier when I said it was kind of like a birth thing?
He walked out of the womb and I was there.
Yeah.
We're brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. We're siblings. Yes.
How the fuck did I do that?
I have no idea.
I better go home, man. What the fuck am I doing here?
I think he's been drinking some
Clamato.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Not this morning, though. Maybe it's a leftover from last night.
Tomato juice. Clamato is clam in there, too, isn't it, Clamato?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tomato, clam, celery.
It is clam juice.
I never got that. The name alone scares me.
We drink clam juice.
I don't think Clamato
has beer in it,
though.
The name clam scares you?
No, Clamato. Just something about it.
I think it's Spanish, though. I mean, you know. Clamato. Yeah, it sounds like.
But Clamato is Spanish for clam juice, isn't it?
We need a ruling on this.
Is it?
Let me Google it.
If I drink clam, I'm going to throw up now.
Yeah, but.
Somebody send a text or call.
I mean, but don't. Okay, so wait. Is this just basically saying you guys don't go down on chicks? Is that what you're basically saying?
No, why? I love.
What does that have to do with anything? Where
we get this? With clam.
I love the pretty peach.
You're gonna compare clams to
yes.
Okay.
Clamato. Clamato.
Well, that's how we got into this whole conversation to begin with. It was the vagina thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Clamato is okay. Here's Wikipedia. Clamato is a drink made of reconstituted tomato juice concentrate, flavored with spices and clam broth.
Oh, my God.
So it is tomato juice and clam broth with spice. Wow. So, yes, Clamato means clam juice.
Wow.
Oh, my God, this is so gross. Okay, there's beef amato.
That is gross. I can't believe I drank that.
There's a worse one.
And I was going to drink it again, too.
There's a worse one. Beef amato.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Beef amato is a similar beverage made from beef broth and tomato juice with a touch of Worcestershire. Thank you.
Yes, sure.
It's a popular ingredient in many cocktails, such as Grandma's Bloody Mary.
Mm.
So you're actually having beef amato. So wait, so I'm like vegetarian, so I can't have Grandma's Bloody Mary because it's got beef amato in it?
I don't know about these many bars that use beef amato.
It's got beef broth.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
You're most bars make their own.
I don't know. Now I need to know. I like the Clamato. I don't mind Clamato. It's clam juice. So what?
Yeah.
I just find it weird. It sits in a can, so it actually has to be processed pretty fucking hard. So
I guess.
I don't know.
Weird.
It is. But it is generally, it's mainly beer, you know, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you guys meet? How long ago did you meet?
We just...
Groundhog's
Day. Who about you this time? I'm not going to get you.
But
So tell us about tonight. So you're going to be the Hard Rock, right? And that's on Beverly, right?
No.
On Hollywood?
They're gone. Hollywood.
Oh, that one's gone, really?
Yeah.
Is it the Beverly Hills one?
I don't know. Maybe it's gone.
I don't really spend too much time on the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really.
I don't know. But it's on Hollywood Boulevard.
It is on Hollywood Boulevard?
It's where the Virgin Store used to be.
The Virgin Store.
Where?
Virgin Megastore? Where they used to sell records back in the day?
Oh, yeah. The one in Union Square closed down in New York, too.
I know. Yeah. They're closing down everything, man.
Kind of like Blockbuster. Blockbuster just drives me insane,
dropping
man.
Like dominoes, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive around the city to find, like, this one's closed. I go to this one, you know?
Same with Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's sad, too.
Who reads books anymore?
Borders are totally closed.
The one up in Studio City here that used to be a Barnes & Noble, it's the one that looks like an old movie theater.
Right. Yeah, it's Bookstar.
Awesome. Yeah, Borders is gone.
Bookstar, but it belongs to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's only two bookstores left in the valley? In the whole valley, there's only two.
Is it the Bookstar and then what else?
And then there's Barnes & Noble in Woodland Hills, and that's it. Yeah. Well, the Studio City one and the Woodland Hills one. That's it.
There's only two bookstores.
Yeah.
That's why. Crazy.
And there used to be so
that's
many.
That's actually kind of sad.
The problem is like people, because everyone like,
Amazon.
Like exactly. It's Amazon, all the cheaper sites. So you can go to Barnes & Noble, like, I'll get this book, but I can get it for $10.
And that's exactly what I do, you know.
There's Burbank. There's Barnes & Noble in Burbank next to IKEA.
That's right.
My only problem with bookstores, I love going to them, but I get there and I'm lost for about an hour trying to find the one book I came looking for, and I never find that book. Yeah, find something else. That's fine.
Can I say something?
It's just like
information desk.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
Is that what you do? I'm a guy. We don't really ask for directions. So
this is true.
I just go in and wander for about an hour until I get so fed up I just buy whatever I first looked at when I walk. I'm like, that's fine. Take it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You see, I read a lot, so I go to the bookstore sometimes. And, you know, I buy a lot from Amazon.
Yeah.
But I want to keep the bookstores alive, you know. So sometimes I'll go there and actually buy a book there for double the price, you know.
I know. It is unfair.
Which is crazy, you know.
Well, like, but, there's a ton of little small bookstores, like in Los Feliz. I like going there because it's like, you know, they're privately owned. You know, so they have cool first editions and stuff.
Yeah. How do you say that?
Los Feliz.
Is it, wait, is it Los Feliz? Or
Los Feliz,
if you're white, it's Los Feliz.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
We'll get in all these arguments. But, I live in Los Feliz.
My friend's from Colombia originally. He always calls it Los Feliz.
And Los Feliz.
And I'm like, it's Los Feliz,
dude. Yeah.
Because everyone says Los... No, I'm confused.
Los Feliz.
Wait, I thought you lived in Glendale.
No. It's, it's Glen Feliz.
You know what?
Why don't we shut up and not talk about that? I've already had a stalker in my closet. I don't need
any
more.
Dude, you should bring that up. I was thinking about that.
You can make a song about that. Oh, wait. What's the name of it?
Why don't you guys make a song about it?
She has brought up... Yeah, she has brought it up. It was pretty creepy.
Yeah, it was like, so creepy.
Yeah.
We don't need any more stalkers in my hiding in my closet.
But what was just the funny was the guy's name.
Little Larry Lawrence.
But I saw the picture, and like the reason why they call him Little Larry is because he's 5'5" and 105 pounds.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if you can, like, if people can envision like how small of a man that really is. Like, he's like it's like a child. You know what
I mean? Like Danny DeVito minus 150 pounds.
That's why he fit in my
clothes.
Yeah, he fit in my
shoe. Well, no, my closet's huge. That's not even a thing. He fit in my clothes. Massive. He was wearing my clothes.
That's
that was
right.
the point. So it's
That's
like...
Right.
Oh, and they actually like fit him, like they were
Did
all the way on.
Did you throw the clothes out afterwards, or?
I washed them and like, because one's my favorite dress.
I'm just jacket, sorry.
How did you get to your house anyway, your party?
I don't know. The door was, I mean, everyone, there's some people there, you know, and that's what the cops said. The cops were like, because the door was open and we had like 200 people in the house. I mean, it was insane.
Right, you can't tell.
I can't,
yeah.
The thing is, I was like, what about hiding in a closet? Isn't that like kind of trespassing, going in someone's closet? And he's like, yeah, but he's like, I can't, there's nothing.
They didn't want to fill out the paperwork, is what you're saying.
Possibly. And there's no law saying you can't hide in a closet. So it's like this whole, I don't know, it's like this whole fucked
up. No, there's the closet law. You know that law.
Yeah, closet law.
But he's like, there's also no law what you can't pee on clothes. And he's like, basically, if you're drunk.
What?
This is what he said. If you're drunk, because I actually went into the station after this, because I was like trying to figure out what we could book him with. Mm-hmm. And they were like, there's no law. Like, if you're drinking and you're serving alcohol, people are going to pee and there's going to be accidents, so basically you can't get someone for peeing on your thing.
Really?
Because it could be an accident. Now if you're sober and you peed everywhere, then that's another thing, but because we were serving alcohol, or there was alcohol there, then you can't.
Really?
But public urination is legal.
Well, the whole problem is you had a
that's
park.
That's what I'm saying. Public urination. And he's like, it was in a house.
There's nothing
like,
New
wrong
with urination. Take that very seriously.
Yeah. Where?
New Orleans.
I hate that. Yeah. You should be allowed to take a leak anywhere you want.
I mean, especially
in my closet.
Oh, yeah. Not your closet. I mean, on the street. I saw a woman take a shit in the street once in Rome.
Really?
Europeans.
This is America. In the middle of the street.
It was gross.
Yeah. Wow. Are you making fun of Italians?
No, I love Italians. You know, Italy's great, but like, she was like a bum.
He just likes to talk about shit.
I know your last name is Italian, you know?
I will.
Brandon's Italian too.
I'm not Italian.
Look at how hairy he is. Look.
Oh my God. What
I'm not Italian, Harry.
Wow. Wow.
You guys are bad.
This is so bad. So
He's
bad.
Irish, actually.
Yeah.
Are you really Irish?
My family's from County Donegal in Tyrone.
Sounds awesome. I have
no
idea what that is.
Got fat.
Did you really just make that up?
No, it's in the northern part of the Republic of Ireland.
See, isn't that, did you guys, that's so random.
Free state.
Yeah, free state.
What? Did we do that? Didn't we?
We're retarded.
What's that?
We're retarded.
What?
Right now.
We're history lesson right now, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm geography.
Wow. Well. Yeah. So, how long ago did you guys meet? Okay, I read that one out.
Now I really need a drink.
So, people may want to find out more. Do you have a website for your
Sure, yeah. Band? We have a website. It's www.sudden.com.
Really? You don't need www's anymore.
Actually, I saw a www2 yesterday. Did anyone see that before?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, people have that. It's when you have like a second server.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, it's an internal thing.
Strange.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, so it just bounces you. All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so sudden.com.
Yeah, sudden.com.
Spelled with a Y. sudden.com.
Thank you.
And then Twitter, Facebook, all those things. Like, if you just Google sudden spelled that weird way, like, you'll get everything.
Wonderful, yeah.
That comes up.
Yeah, and you guys should definitely follow them on Twitter. It's Twitter.com/sudden. And you guys will find out where they're playing, why not. You guys update it all the time. Right.
Right.
Yes. Indeed.
You're probably on iTunes too, right?
Oh yeah. In fact, we are.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is this your only CD, or did you have a couple more?
That's our EP, yeah. I mean, we have
Oh, that's an EP, okay.
If you go on iTunes, we have an older EP.
Some of the singles that we released in Ireland.
Stuff we did in Ireland, but that's our most current work.
Wait, is that, I love that one song. What's the one that you guys played on Spitting Venom? What was it?
Oh, Naked Prophecy.
There were two of them.
Yeah, Naked Prophecy.
That's on this one as well.
My favorite.
You didn't tell us about it.
Yeah, you played if you like.
Yeah, okay, let's play it.
That's song number one.
I'll play it directly from the CD.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait, that's Trust in Me.
Yes, okay,
that's how I know it. Naked Prophecy, that makes sense. Oh, okay. No, so, I get it, because like, I know what the song's about, so, and I really love this song.
Yeah, what is it about?
I just play it.
Okay, I will. Well, it's coming up. Hold on just a second. I didn't have time to prepare this song,
I'm sorry.
So I'll just play this. Something happened here. But anyway, Naked Prophecy, the band is Sudden. And final things, how are you guys enjoying L.A.? Do you like it here?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we like it a lot.
It has its parts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it's January?
You're from here, so you can't say that. I mean, yeah, you can.
I've been there my whole life.
Do you work out at L.A. Fitness?
Oh, you know, I do. You know, I was just at work on my abs this morning, and then I went to the tanning booth.
It's just so gay.
Yeah. How are the women? You find the women to be pretty attractive here?
I find the women pretty much anywhere in the world to be pretty attractive.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are.
Well, no, like, you can find hot chicks anywhere.
Yeah.
The key is, like, you know, it's funny because everyone's like, you know, the girls are so good looking in L.A., and they really are. But, you know, in New York City, like, because it's such a big city and so compact, there's a lot more hot girls in a small area.
May in New York, when it starts getting warm, is like the best time in the world.
So basically,
everyone comes running outside.
There's so much tail dress. Walking around. Like, you go to Central Park, chicks are in their bikinis. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, it's crazy.
I know, it's much easier to meet women in New York because it's so small.
There's men in New York than there are women, though.
Yeah, but there's people on the street. You can meet people and stuff, you know, buying something, eating something.
Kinda.
Here, nobody's on the street, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's in their cars.
I feel people actually talk to you.
No one gives a shit in New York. When I'm in New York, I'm like, I'm on a mission. I'm going somewhere. I got shit to do. Right. Get out of my way. Blah, blah, blah. And that's how everybody is. Yeah. Like, no one talks to anyone.
You got your New York walk on where you're walking fast down the road and you're just doing your thing.
Everyone's, like, unfriendly that way. Where here in L.A., people will, like, stop and smile and, like, whatever kind of thing. So, yeah, I think it's way easier here.
Let's go to Runyon Canyon. Tons of women.
Oh, yeah, Runyon Canyon. Go to Runyon Canyon. Tons of women, says Linda. There you go.
Yeah. Women and dogs, take that as you will. Like, tons of dogs and women.
Oh, totally random. I just totally forgot I want to tell you this. So yesterday we had on Miss Texas on the station, and we were talking about Millionaire Matchmaker.
Right.
Hot? Randomly, you guys can look at our pictures online and see from yesterday. But randomly, Millionaire, I swear to God, this is like not, I forwarded it to her. They wrote me yesterday after the show, which
really?
Is so weird. And they were like, oh, I want to see if you still want to be in our database or whatever. And I haven't talked to them in years.
Really?
And we were just talking about it on the show, and I'm like, no.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
I wrote back and I was like, no, because I did their pilot thing a long time ago. And I was like, no, I'm good right now. But I was like, speaking of which, I just talked about you today. And I told them LA Talk Radio. I gave them the link so they can listen. And I was like, Shannon Olson, if you're listening in again. I was like, she'd want to do it. So I put them in touch and we'll see.
I know. It's funny because we watched an episode yesterday. And I guess they had a psychic who is a host on our station. So
no way.
I thought, what a small world.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow. Totally small world.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so sorry I had to say that.
Do they have that where they set guys up with millionaire girls?
Yes.
I would totally do that.
It's the same game. Yeah, on the same show. Sometimes it happens.
You could be a kept man
around.
Is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I'd find
no problemo.
All right, guys. Well, we got to wrap up. So we have Jarrett, we have Alan, and we have Brendan. And what's the name of your manager?
Linda.
Okay. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You're awesome. Great music and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody go and watch them at the Hard Rock Cafe.
In Hollywood.
And tonight.
Sutton.com.
At 11.
Yeah.
11 o'clock?
It's 11 o'clock. They go
it's
on
a Thursday. It's like the new Friday.
They go on at 11. And then tomorrow, just so you guys know, we have Rapscallions in here.
Okay, sounds good.
I know those guys.
All right, everybody.
Oh, yes, a good friend of ours is playing at the Hard Rock tonight, too. Her name is Ariel Varenis.
Okay.
She really checked her out. She's got an amazing voice.
Sounds good. Okay, so that's the place to be tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.